Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, everybody to the Soul Table. I am RBD, your regular black dude, Evan Polk, that is, and I am here with my man, West, y'all. West Side Story.
What's up, everybody?
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm here.
And we here with none other than the greatest uncle in the motherfucking world, Uncle Mike. Say something.
What's up, nieces and nephews?
Always snooping it up as usual. And our camera person, also known as our media extraordinaire, to make us look great, Anaya. Hey, girl.
Yo.
Okay, girl. I see you out here. Got your vacation braids and all. I see you. You be on all the beaches and whatnot. I'm loving it. Nike is having a reunion that, like, we can have this conversation. But before we get into it, I have a question. How are y'all feeling today? How are we feeling? You good?
Feeling good, man.
Feel stupendous, man.
Yes. You good? I'm not feeling good. I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now. Extremely uncomfortable.
Wow, what's wrong?
Extremely.
What's going on?
Got these death shoes over my motherfucking shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Wes came and said, yo, look at these Jones. I said, yo, what the fuck is them? I knew what they was instantly, but they was the wrong colorway. So I'll feel a little bit better. A little bit better. These are the Heaven's Gates, right?
Yeah. You know how they got the devil and the angel side? That's the angel side.
Yeah, these are more comfortable to get, so, and a little less expensive. But these are from Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate. If y'all don't
what's
know.
What's the actual model? The Decades?
Nike Decades. Mm-hmm. Nike Decades.
If you don't know what Heaven's Gates is, Wes gonna tell you what that shit is right now. This is why I felt uncomfortable. I tucked my chain in immediately. I said a quick prayer. Now we here.
Right.
Take it away.
Well, these are the white pair. Original pair were the black.
Yeah, why the black people? I don't think there was no brothers in this involved.
No, there's no brothers in that cult. Nah.
No, you know why? Because we don't eat together. Like, none of us would have showed up on time. We'd have had questions. Like, yo.
Whoa. Like, yo, what we
or
doing
Or some
here?
People would have died beforehand. Yeah, right. Like, it's just like, whoa. I might change my
exactly.
mind.
Exactly.
Like, first of all, we'd have probably been in just because of the sweatsuit. The sweatsuits, I'd have locked in just based off the sweatsuit. Just locked in, just... They'd be like, you get a sweatsuit?
Right, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm on this team. And sneaks?
Get a fresh sweatsuit and a sneak? Yo, count me in.
Lock me in.
Count
Lock
me in.
The fuck in.
We can drink some juice afterwards.
Are you serious?
Oh, hell yeah.
You paying for dinner?
Right.
The fucked up part.
Wait, wasn't it Kool-Aid too?
It was, I think, yeah, it was the Kool-Aid like applesauce. Is it Kool-Aid? Was it Kool-Aid?
But
before they... All right, Wes, tell a story, man. That way I can get to the before they did the joke, because that's what fucked me up.
A guy named Marshall Applewhite. Yes. Started a cult called Heaven's Gate. And he believed that if you kill yourself, you'll go up to like an alien spaceship. You'll leave your vessel.
It's your body.
Yeah. Go to another vessel. And he convinced 38 people to commit suicide with him.
This is what fucks me up, because myself would have been like,
ask some questions.
The questions wouldn't have been the questions you would have thought. They would have been the ones you thought I would ask, but they wouldn't have been the ones he was expecting. So it'd have been like, so you gave me this sweatsuit and these sneaks, fly ass leg.
Yeah.
And not to mention, we just ate this immaculate dinner at like a Cactus Willie's, or a
somewhere
a Sizzler,
in California,
wherever it was
somewhere
at.
Out there.
It was something like that, buffet style. We show up like a team, and then you want us to go back and kill ourselves, and we ain't take no pictures in these questions.
Right.
We ain't even take no poses.
Like
I ain't even go. The fucked up part is, I would have wanted to go home and show my mom the sweatshirt.
Exactly.
I'd be like, yo, mom. Real talk.
Yo, Mr. Applewhite gave us these sweatsuits.
Sweatsuits and Nike.
We went to Foot Locker. Got these Jones. Yo, we looked in the catalog book. And
he broke out the East Bay magazine and was like, pick which ones you want. Somebody picked the white ones. You're doing too much.
Get the black.
Shit, they got them on sale at Marshall's. I'm going down.
They probably was on the rack.
They ain't coming no box. Give them the boxes.
No boxes.
Everybody knew I got a problem with boxes. Like Marshall.
Tied them like this.
But that's funny. Yeah. Because like at the end of the day, like I said, I sat down and I like looked over my shoulder. He just looked at me like, I was like, really? Right. He was like, what? I was like, you're lucky it's the off color. Because if it's black joint, I'm like, yo, I can't do this today.
I couldn't bring myself to get the black.
You hold down way too many.
Especially.
way too many dead people right there. You got the Biggie Coogi on,
yeah,
on top of these Heaven's Gate shoes.
I love it, man.
I'm up here like this. As long as he ain't had the Biggie Timbs on, fuck them Timbs.
Nah, I ain't rocking
Timbaland, them. Y'all can suck my ass for that shit. That was fucked up. First of all, you see the campaign. Yeah, they had Biggie with cracking his ass, shooting dice. Yeah. Like, in the Timbs. The Timbs was fucked up. They was naked, too. Yeah. They was naked. They had the
Bucky
one soul. He's out there, the naked on. I'm like, come on, man. Y'all doing my guy all wrong. Diddy is not. All right. I said, all right now. I ain't gonna let that happen.
Nigga did rock the butt nuggets though. Heavy,
speaking
but,
of
you know.
Speaking of scandal, Tom Sachs is back with Nike. Like I said, Nike is having a reunion. Mm-hmm. This is basically the format of the episode. Tom Sachs is back with Nike after being let go not too long ago. But they was like, fuck it, he coming back right along with my man Hill. He brought him back. I'm assuming that had something to do with it. In my opinion, that had to. I don't know for say.
Right.
But I'm going to say that. I'm happy to see that they got him back. I asked you and Mike, what was y'all favorite Tom Sack shoe? Out of, like, the first one, second, or the third ones? I like them all. Even though the third ones never came out, I'm sorry.
Right.
But I tend to gravitate more to the second ones because the white ones with the blue with the line and the yellow ones.
The gums
I don't know why I just love them Jones.
Them
I wear
yellows.
Them I wear them all the
yellows
time.
Yellows, they pop. Fire. I do like them.
Yeah. The crazy part is they women's shoes, so you got to get them size up. And my foot feel a little narrow. I mean, foot look a little cuter. I'm sorry.
A little cuter?
Oh, because now I just looked at me like, you still in women's shoes?
Hey, women's shoes? Well, women's shoes, sorry for the segue. Women's shoes used to have the best colorway.
They did.
Back when the women's fives, the women's eights.
I ain't gonna lie. Till. The Air Max DNs. What?
Oh, yeah.
First off, a little hot tip. The Air Max DNs, the women's is on sale, and they got the same colorways as the men. So right. You can get the women's on sale for like $50 cheaper, but they the same
shit. Same shit.
Same shit.
I just bought the oat milk one.
Only thing with women's shoes, if you buy like an Air Max one, like the something about the toe box, your toe be tipping out the toe box. Like in the net, I'm cool with that.
It's not. Yeah.
I'm cool. But
shoe tree.
Getting back, sorry, I got a little bit off track. Sorry, my medicine is wearing off, but it's cool. So Nike parted ways with Tom Sachs because there was allegations of sexual harassment and just harassment to former employees. Yeah. So Nike wasn't having it. Not to mention on one of his boxes, he said work like a slave or something on there.
Work like a slave. What was it? Work like a slave, create like a god.
Die like a nigga. I'm sorry. That would be awesome. I would buy the fuck out of that shoe. Yo, if Nike did that, I'd be like,
damn, you give them the fist?
Oh, y'all good with me. Because they held it down. Like,
it is what it is.
But it was like basically, you know, stuff with his employees and stuff with Nike workers. Nike was basically siding with them, which is cool. Like, I'm all for that. Like, you know, empowerment of employees and whatnot, and you know, a good work environment. Apparently, he wasn't good. He actually put out like an Instagram post. I forgot what it said. I'm sure now I'm gonna find it at some point. Put it up here, and we're just gonna talk through it. It's gonna be quick. It's gonna be like 4 seconds. Like, anyway, I like him back. I'm like him back with Nike. Do I think it was a smart idea to do so?
Yeah.
Obviously, because he's an artist, and everybody knows artists are eccentric people. Shit, I'm an artist myself. I paint, you know, I spray paint and paint with acrylic and, you know, other shit. I do like artistic shit, not autistic, but artistic.
Right.
You got
that was another part of the controversy too, though.
Is he autistic?
No, he has said some of his workers were
autistic.
But in a derogatory term, he was saying that some of the workers were autistic.
Nah, really?
Yeah. That was another.
That's.
I ain't laughing at the autistic part. I'm laughing that he just said, you are autistic. You are autistic. Yeah, some got to be autistic. They got to be autistic.
Who said autistic people can't?
If, you know.
They think, I know. They think outside the box, but. You know.
No, my daughter's autistic.
My daughter's autistic.
We all autistic
also.
Dads. Yeah.
Mike, we'll be on the phone sometimes, and my daughter say something. I'm like, oh, here we go. Slow jam moments, like strikes.
The most truthful people ever.
Yeah. I call slow jam. Oh, no, don't touch my bed. She got a boyfriend. And he's, he funny as shit. I don't think that's going to make it. We'll figure that out.
I got you.
You got me. But he funny as shit because, not to go off topic, he loves sneakers.
It's going for.
He's a sneaker person. He doesn't like them getting dirty. So like he's got a he's this boy. Huh. Very cool. Very cool. My man Donnie. I'll get down with him. He'd be like, I'm like, hey, what's up? What's up, Donald? He'd be like, Evan. I'm like, it's Mr. Evan. Evan. I'm like, all right, man.
But back to Tom Sachs. Y'all how y'all feel about Nike bringing him back? Or do you think it was a smart move?
I think it was smart. I think it was a smart move is basically because his shoes move out the doors, and like he's basically a light Kanye. That's how I had to view him, in that eye, because those eccentric types of artists they do that.
They flourish.
Yeah, but they demand so much from their workers. Like if they can't get it right, it's like fight or flight. You know, get down or get out the way.
True.
Like the train on the tracks. Get the fuck off. Yeah. Like, it is what it is. So, I'm not saying I expect him to be that way. I'm not saying I accept him being that way. I do understand, like, just that artist mindset, how he's operating. Again, it's not right, but it is a smart move to bring him back. What you think?
I like it. I mean, I don't hate it. I like what he did. His last one. First one was...
Like you talking about?
The first one's my favorite. I really? Like the first one.
You said the first one?
First one's my favorite.
That's because he was giving them out. Like, but he gave them to who? Did he give them to? He gave them to, like firefighter. Remember the astronaut boots?
Yes, I do remember
those. I loved those. So I got to put those in too. Yeah. But he did them Jones. But when he was giving them away to people, he was giving them away to fuck them up. You had to wear them for like 9 months straight, every day.
Really?
Do everything in them. It was a whole campaign for him.
Yeah.
I signed up for it. I ain't get them because I'm gonna be real. I wouldn't have did nothing in them Jones either. Right.
They'd have been.
They'd have been, I'd have bought some reps. dogged the fuck out of them and took pictures.
You know, DH Gate.
And sent them back. And he'd have been like, where are my shoes? And I'd be like, don't touch my backpack. I would have said that. I promise you.
Don't touch my backpack.
I think this helps Nike in a major way because he's one of those designers that thinks out the box. Cause like you've never seen, you know, the first shoe. Remember they were going around making replica colorways, like with the outbreaks and with the dunks and with the Air Maxes. They were really trying to because that was a different colorway, like khaki and red. Like how like dare you make that work?
Right,
right. Mm-hmm. But to watch him flourish in that like light and then come back with something else like light and say I still want y'all to dog the shoes, but I want y'all to wear them. He's like I gotta look at him like. If it's the artist world, I got to look at him like Basquiat. Because Basquiat wore the same Armani suit everywhere. Just dogged it.
True.
Which was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Same thing for the shoes.
Even for back in the 80s.
Yeah. Same thing for the shoes. No?
I'll give you that. I was thinking more Gordon Ramsay, but yeah.
You said Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah.
He not really that way in person, though.
Exactly. But I mean, I don't know how Tom Sachs is in person.
He probably
I know how Gordon Ramsay acts in the kitchen, though.
Like
and you have to how people act within their element, you just you have to separate it.
I guess you're right.
Gordon Ramsay put two pieces of bread between somebody's head and called him an idiot sandwich.
Idiot sandwich. Best shit ever.
All right, that's still funny. Still because I got the visual.
Best shit and then ever.
She was like, I am an idiot sandwich. Where are you? I am an idiot sandwich. And we was all like, up
who
there
comes
like.
Comes over there? Yeah,
he said. You just chuckled lightly like you ain't had no other alternative but to do that. As for like collaborators coming back, I don't even know how to categorize this dude. For real. Because he's like an innovator. He's a spark note, in my opinion. Might even be from Philly. I'm going to find out. Like, really, really find out. There was a couple stories that he said that made me go, oh, shit, he's from Philly. Frank Cook returns. Franklin Cook returns back to Nike. Now, for those of y'all who don't know who Frank Cook is, he left Jordan Brand after 2018. He's responsible for Nigel Sylvester, the Air Jordan 1 not for resale, the Air Jordan 1 top 3, which was the bread, bread toe, and the Royal.
Royal, yeah.
And he's responsible for Travis Scott Air Jordan 4. Travis Scott Air Jordan 4. Okay. He's responsible for that happening.
Not the ones,
just not the fours? Not the ones, just the fours. The fours was before the ones, remember?
True. Yeah.
It was the, I think it was the 21s, then it was the... 24s, I'm not sure which number is it. I after 20.
Right.
Then he did the fours. He's responsible for those. And he's also for the Nike Off-White 10. And I know what you're trying to figure out what that is. That's when they gave away, like, auctioned off all of Nigel, that's Nigel, Virgil's off-whites.
Okay, yeah.
You had to get to there, and they were showing him you had to get to there and go pick him up. He collaborated on that. Like, he did a lot, and he did a lot. Even while he was gone, when he left Nike in 2018, he did. He had his own Saucony 1, 81 Jazz, which was like a purple, pink, black, and blue, I think it was.
Yeah.
I seen it, but they didn't come out up here. They came out down south, but it's still – was a good idea. And then he like started working for like Wish Atlanta, which leads me to believe him coming back is heavy. Like, I know you excited because he's taking all of Tinker's old designs.
Well,
and
also
running them back.
Also outside of Nike, he's also done the Stephon Diggs A6, the Friends and Family.
Yes, he did.
And he also did the Saucony Jazz 81s, the black, purple, and I think they were pink.
Yeah. I just said that, but that's cool.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's
was just thinking outside of Nike, though. Yeah.
It's cool. That, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he also does, like, did, I want to say stuff for GQ where they do the box lay, where they do, like, the hats, hats, sunglasses, shirts, jackets, all that shit.
Okay, yeah.
Did a couple of those. Mm-hmm. But, again, that just shows, like, think about it, 2018 to now, that's that Donahue era.
Right.
He's going from that, Nike falls the fuck apart. Mm-hmm. He even put in a statement, on Instagram, I'm not saying I'm the one y'all to trust to do it, but I'm going to attempt to restore the feeling.
Well, the past two, I mean, even.
That's cold, bro. Even,
yeah, that's crazy.
That's cold.
That is cold as shit. But even like Tom Sachs, was, you know, going during the Donahue era. Right. They cut him during the Donahue era. So it's just like, now it's just like, I feel like, you know, this new CEO is like, hey, like, this is where we fucked up at. We got to get these guys back.
I think they just like working with Bull just in general because he was there up until that point. Like, that's where, like I said, that's where Nike took that back step where they, if they just hired him in the first place, we wouldn't be here. Right. And initially, they wasn't even trying to hire him for this go-around.
Right.
It was somebody else. I forgot the Bull name, but they tried to bring somebody else in for that. And that wouldn't work. Legit, that would not work. Like, they got the right person in the right position. So I think, like they're trying to get back to their – think they're trying to get back to their go ahead.
Trying to get back to the essence of
I'm holding my knee.
Should I dare say and not even urban culture, just
you, I see where you're going. I see where you're going with this.
The essence of what made Nike Nike.
Exactly.
Like, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Like,
But it's campaign based. It's story based. Campaigns are stories.
Yeah.
Essentially. So you bring back somebody that loves to tell stories.
I love a good story.
Frank Cook is a storyteller.
Well, I also think they just see the success of New Balance with Joe Freshgoods. Joe Freshgoods is a heavy storyteller.
Yeah.
So this is their way to combat Joe Freshgoods in a way.
So, definitely. Definitely a way to combat Joe Freshgoods. Damn, I didn't even see that. Good job,
me
Uncle
neither.
Mike.
I know, right?
That's why you're the uncle. That's why you. That's why that's you're a sneaker uncle, in essence, because it's not even that they both light skin. That's what fucked up. Right? But like he a cool dude. Again, I need to find out. I need to know if you're from Philly. Like I gotta find him, Frank. I'm coming for you, bro. I'm looking for you. I'm gonna find you. We gonna have a conversation.
This is crazy.
I would like that.
That was crazy. Go ahead.
No, I said I'm coming for you.
Yeah, I know. Move on.
Shit. Damn. Yeah. All right, yo. I'm sorry. Hey, good brother.
hey, good brother.
My bad.
Yeah.
I like what you did with the 81 Jazz, right. though. Honestly, for me, for real shit, just to get back to that real fast, it was what he put under the lid of the box. He said, I know mom and dad. I think it's these shoes don't match my school clothes. I know these don't match my school clothes. But mom and dad, I really want these shoes. Signed, seventh grade Cooker.
That's fire.
That's every sneakerhead though. That's what we do. Like we resort to nostalgia.
Give a fuck. We was outside looking like Puerto Ricans.
I mean, look at you. You got the Coochie sweater on. Like,
right. It's like everything goes back. Yeah. You know.
But you also got off whites on.
Hey man.
It's that's cool.
Cooking.
I'm gonna say that. Seventh grade cooker. I'm gonna start calling my kids. I'm like, yo, you out here, you third grade cooker pop. Like, you out here doing it. Like I that to me, he been doing that since he was a kid. He been doing it since he was 14.
Yeah.
You know what? He got to be from this Philly area. He got to, because he said he traveled from here to New York during the weekends when he worked up in Foot Locker. So
you got to, yeah.
For the Nike family, for real shit, this is a great move. This is a power move. Respectable move. It was a move that needed to be happening. I think he was happy coming back.
Can't wait to see what the first shoe going to be.
Because he even posted up his ID, and it said Franklin Cook. Like, there's no R, just Cook.
Yeah.
It's Franklin Cook. Cooker.
And isn't it Cooker, right?
I thought so. I didn't see the R.
His name is Cooker, yeah. Frank Cooker.
It's a Cook.
I thought so, but I don't know.
Whatever it is, I'm assuming that it's Cook, because there's no R on it. It's Frank Cook, but.
His IG page.
His IG. He probably just put that on there, but I'm cool. He says Franklin Cooker?
Cooker.
Okay. Yep. Bottom line.
Thank you, Mr. Cooker.
Thank you for coming back. I appreciate you accepting the job offer. I wonder if he had to reapply, because it's on his LinkedIn. That's why I asked. Like, what's his LinkedIn? Because I know he got a LinkedIn. I know he got one. We got to get one of those. Hey, we get a LinkedIn. We about to turn this world upside down, yo. This is about to be crazy.
Get a LinkedIn.
We got so many things in the pot. It's not even funny. She over there. She perched chilling. On a damn, tied on a stool like a gargoyle. Yo. That shit crazy.
Yeah.
I love my job. That was fun. But so we're gonna move in a different high end direction. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you say ball name. Is this
Thibodeau Dennis.
Denise.
French, right?
Denise.
I mean
Thibodeau Denise.
Yeah, Thibodeau Denise.
Thibodeau Denise.
Yeah, something like Denise.
He is the diminutive fetish of fashion man. No, he's a designer for Dior. He recently left. He went to Louis Vuitton, which is goddamn.
Everybody's.
What your resume got to be like? Like that's like leaving, and I'm going to put it in fast food terms.
Go ahead.
That's like leaving.
They both like up
leaving,
there, though.
That's like leaving Qdoba. For Chipotle, or Chipotle for Qdoba.
Yeah.
Nah.
You're a Chipotle person?
Yes.
Fuck
heavy.
You. Fuck
you. You a Qdoba person?
Hell yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
Bug it. You too?
I like Qdoba too.
What the
Qdoba got better bowls.
What about bowls. You? Thank you.
Qdoba got better bowls. But I will say the Chipotle by me, this is completely off topic.
Bug it.
The Chipotle by me, it is a lot fresher than Qdoba.
Okay.
I'm
a fan.
Everybody got. I just. But when it comes to Chipotle, I'm just.
All right, I see where this going. This definitely yeah, gonna be a do, reel for the shit, because we not having this conversation.
Yeah, we can.
Because I'm telling you right now, we going to Qdoba. Ain't no fucking way.
It's all good, man.
No, it's an 8'2" bull that work at Qdoba right now on City Ave. Everybody know who I'm talking about. Boy was like 8'9" up there making the tacos. He's like, if you don't pick up a basketball, if anything, just pick it up. Let somebody see you.
Is it City Line?
It's on City. Yeah, it's on City Ave. You know it's not called City Line? It's just City Ave.
Yeah,
it's
crazy. Yeah, right? I know.
I still say City Line.
I still say City Line.
He left and he decided to go to Louis Vuitton.
That's amazing.
Some of his works, his main works, consists of the Dior Air Jordan 1 High and Low. So, right there, go ahead, bro. If we going to get a Louis Vuitton Air Jordan Low. It's got to happen. Pharrell, make it happen.
I'm not cool
Pharrell,
with the
make
brown.
It happen. Skateboard P. I know you don't skateboard no more.
Are you cool with the brown and the tan for Jordan?
It don't have to be. He can go Damier.
I think why you don't think so? I mean, they did mochas. Okay. They did Travs, mochas, like they're all earth tones.
Yeah, but Travs is Dior. They did the Travs in the Dior though.
Well, I'm just saying, but like you think about
you're just talking about as far as the style.
Yeah,
they could. But see, niggas gonna ruin it. I know it.
You already know.
I already know it.
I still take a Dior though.
The crazy part was when Kamala, like when they did the inauguration.
You seen it?
And then his son had the Jones
had
on. And I
said,
like,
he got the Dior's on.
He did the right thing.
He did
the right thing.
Yeah, he killed it. Yeah.
High five, man.
He did the right thing. Suit and all. He killed it. He killed it.
Because he was just standing, he had the gray suit on, the coat.
I'm looking close like.
I was like, damn. His mom laced him right.
Yep, sure did.
All right, mom. Go
10 grand.
I used to work at McDonald's. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
She know how she got to the top.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, dude, but all right. So Mike, we just had this whole conversation. Like, what's that going to look like? Do you think that they will actually get that though? Because I still think that they still stuck on Virgil, like being there, like, you know, that guy Pharrell. But they still trying to, like, they're not trying to erase Virgil. They still trying to carry him, and carry his torch. That's hard to do.
I mean, I think they'll leave Virgil with as Virgil, because Virgil didn't release Louis Vuitton sneakers. He released Off-White sneakers. So I don't think that would necessarily erase Virgil.
He didn't get a chance to. He died.
Well, yeah, he didn't get a chance to. But I'm just saying, like, we remember Virgil for the Off-White sneakers.
What he was cooking up before.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think.
I don't know.
I think we getting what he cooked up.
I'm
You think it's.
I don't think it's done. I think we're getting what he cooked up.
I'm not thinking.
They doing all white.
I seen that.
I'm not thinking Nike, honestly. I'm thinking human made. I'm thinking Adidas. Mm. Pharrell being.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I'm not really thinking there's going to be a Nike collab.
But I was saying,
one, of course. But.
But human made? Yeah. All right, so definitely human made, but that means we ain't none of us getting that shit. That's going to be like a $20,000 shoe.
Yeah.
We can all pull together and, you know.
You can do that.
You gotta get it. You.
I'd rather get some patchworks, but. You know. Anyway,
you know what? If he make a sandal, I show my feet. I show my feet.
Depends on what it is.
I ain't got
though.
Bad feet, but I ain't got great feet.
Sandal can't be more than a stack. So yeah, I can buy a sandal.
Nah. So all right. So we all agree that it like obviously we think of Jordan could possibly be on the works, but we more lean towards the side of human made or Adidas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's fair.
I like that.
All right. Well, speaking of another collaboration, Fragment.
And this
fragment.
Shoe is like a really, to me.
He's bringing back the spirit down.
Yes.
I'm low-key excited for
me
this.
Me too.
What is your reason for being so excited for it?
I love the spirit down.
Okay.
Michael Johnson, warm.
Yep.
I mean, 97 classic.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. 97 classic. Like, you can't. Man.
Okay.
A fragment spirit on? Come on.
I liked it. So the shoe. Nah, you gotta pull it up, mommy. Thank you. So the shoe is white with blue, right? Uh-huh. And white and blue is right here. And you see this shoe, and right now you naturally are gravitated towards. For multitude of reasons. A, it looks like a Tom Sachs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
2.0, okay. Mars mm-hmm. Yard 2.0. Looks just like one.
It does.
Or 2.0, 3.0, whatever number that is. It looks like one of those. Two, it also looks like an Air Max 1 Obsidian. It gives you that vibe. Three, is Fragment. And Fragment, when they miss. But when they hit.
Yes.
So, in my opinion, they got a direct hit. Meanwhile, there were some blue ones that were supposed to come out. Not Fragments, though. There was some blue spirit that was supposed to come, but they never came out. It was supposed to come out in 2019, I think it was. Mm-hmm. They never dropped them for whatever reason, because I remember seeing them then. And just getting back to now, like seeing what I'm not going to butcher her name up because she too classy a woman. I think that this collaboration would be extremely successful.
Oh.
Extremely. Well, not just because
it's out. A doubt.
But that's not just because it's a fragment. It's just because
it's dope. It's dope. The shoe is dope. Any silhouette of Spiridon, you got the big check, little check in the front.
Big check, little check. You got big check.
And like check. And like the fake DMX pods on the bottom. You remember Reebok did the DMX pods? Yeah. You know?
Oh, shit. You funny.
Come on, bro. Come on, dog. Like, you know. Like, yeah, like I still rock my Spiridons, the Olympic ones now, and I just love them.
So question, you're a fan of Fragment. What's your favorite Fragment design?
A Fragment nobody would even think of. Nike Trainer 1.
It's yeah.
Like Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
Like a Bo Jackson.
Yep.
Nobody would even think of these Fragments. They are so under, like, under the ground, people don't even think about it.
I definitely didn't think about it.
Exactly.
Because most people go Travis Scott.
Exactly. All day.
I didn't go Travis Scott. While I do love him, that's not my favorite.
I'm going Trainer 1 because I love a bow. I love the strap.
And they got that.
Oh, pause. Pause.
That's a timeout.
I just said strap. I ain't say
he
strap.
He said, I love the strap. No, brother. I ain't say strap. He rewind that. He said, I love. Rewind it.
You got
it. Said, right. I love the strap.
I love the yeah. Uh-huh. He got me.
I hear you.
But yeah. But yeah, it's underrated. It's an underrated shoe in my opinion. That's why I love it.
Because okay.
I like underrated shit.
What's yours, Mike? You sticking with that?
No. But just for the sake of being different, the Gray Sakai's.
Oh, you damn. Bitch. That was my joint.
Was it? I'm sorry.
I'll take another one. I'll take
the Grace of Cause was.
They were fragments.
The blue ones was. Yeah, the blue ones
was.
That
was fragments.
The double Nike.
And the blue. Hey.
Yeah, they was.
My shits, boy.
They was tough.
I wear them. Cause
are
all the
one
time.
Of the most comfiest. All right, yeah, I'm sorry. But yeah, the Chicago's is fire.
I see Travis Scott now. You took all the good shit.
We can't forget the the black and navy the dunks that they came out with.
I remember. No, I like them Jones. I gotta go. Travis Scott. Both dunks in the high and the lows because
them threes didn't do well either. But yeah,
the threes didn't do well. But three, I didn't like. But see, so with them, you gotta age those. Like I had the coffee dye. I actually buried them in dirt.
Really?
Buried them in dirt. Poured coffee on them and let the dye from the dirt and get on. Bro, them things look amazing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Just the sole part, not the top part. Yeah, just the sole. Yeah. I like to do natural stuff, like when it comes to stuff like that. So I think mocha. I think just with Fragment, she's like she, yeah. Not she, but they. I'm gonna say because I want to put her business up front. They doing the thing over there. Like I fucking love it. I get excited every time I see a Fragment collaboration. As do a lot of people, just solely based off the idea, like you know it's gonna be flames, and then when you see that when they drop the silhouette, you go, God, damn, when these bitches come out, right. You waiting because they just did the fuck was it? They like Comme des Garçons will drop something, and you might get a little bit excited for it, but you know they're gonna come in that base color black and white. This blue, white, and black, is something like to be revered. The regular black and white shit. That's why, like, when it comes to collaborators, I really get annoyed with them. So then I started thinking, like, if I have to have a collaborator and a Mount Rushmore collaborator, who's on my Mount Rushmore? Like, I think we all can agree, the top of that one, just getting into that, this conversation, just pivoting real quick. I'm gonna put Ye on the Mount Rushmore collaborator.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, Ye. There ain't no question, no nothing. He went from Nike to Adidas back to his own shit. This man out here selling $20 socks that you got to wait 10 months for.
I bought him
with footy pads on. Yep. I got them.
Got me too.
I got them.
I had to. It was $20. Like, why not? So.
Everybody keeps saying that. That's the thought process.
Yeah.
All right.
I can so, yeah, and it's $20. I can shirts is $20. Pants
the shirts ain't had no sleeve holes.
No, it didn't.
You just out here just.
Bro, that shirt, I bought a 2X. That shirt was so small still, and I gave it to my son. Like, here, you got it.
Then it was, like, sleeveless. It was, like, a sleeveless like, shirt. Yeah. It was a wild.
Crop top. Yeah.
The $20 shirt, man. Yeah. Hey.
So who else is on that Mount Rushmore? I put Virgil up there.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Just even off the just the Air Jordan 1, the first one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jay Lorenzo. Yep.
To me,
that's crazy.
Last episode I had his sweatshirt and pants on. When he was with Nike.
No? Or yeah.
Best thing ever.
I like his Adidas though.
I don't like them.
I really like them.
I don't like his.
You don't like them? Them bitches is comfortable.
The new ones is coming out aren't bad.
The great the ball Jones? The ball Jones?
The basketball.
Yeah. The zipper in the front?
Nah.
No. I'm talking about the regular tie lace up Adidas. The Fear God basketball.
Yeah, that's what I'm
Adidas,
talking about.
The Adidas ones.
Oh, they're not zip up. They are lace up.
Oh, they lace.
I can't.
Nah, like I got all three. Well, really? So I have three of them. I don't have all of them. I have three, and the ones I have the all black and gray with the black with the gray toe, and the off white with the gray toe. And I really wanted Michael to tell you. I really wanted the white with the gray toe.
Right.
It was taking too goddamn long, and I wound up just grabbing them. I was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna get them both." Got them both, and I was like, I may have worn them like three or four times, but just in a nutshell, it's like a comfortable shoe.
Yeah.
Because you put him there. As the third,
to me.
So that's your personal one because I feel like
because y'all already said
we got it's four spots on.
So we got Rushmore. Who we got? We got Ye, Virgil. Ye,
Virgil, but it's four spots on Mount Rushmore, right?
Yeah.
All right. So we rotating our own two, or we rotating one? Because if we got to find one, we got to find one uniform.
I agree with y'all too. Y'all said it. I mean, everybody agreed to it, but I'm putting somebody that wasn't thought of. And he killed it.
Because right now, who is chiseling his way on the rock? Salehi. Anything he touch.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And his versatility, too. Every
motherfucking thing.
We forgetting somebody, though. I have to admit, we forgetting somebody.
You forgetting somebody way above Salehi.
We forgetting Ronnie Fagg.
Okay, that's fair.
Ronnie Fagg has his hand in everything.
Yeah, but
Asics, Adidas, Saucony.
You can't beat it.
New Balance.
You can't beat it.
Everything.
All right, so we'll put Ronnie up there. Plus, he got an ice cream shop. So,
yes, he does.
I bought the Fruity Pebbles.
Did you?
And it's soft serve, top tier.
It's like a custard type. Yeah.
I don't know how to receive you, brother, but that's cool. That's cool.
Who else? We're forgetting somebody else that should be up there.
I mean, we could say Trav. Trav,
I'm not putting him.
Now, you can.
Trav's not one of my favorites, but
because when he
copied
did,
off,
because what he did, everybody copied already. But what he did with that Jordan,
what did Virgil say though?
Yeah, I know.
What did Virgil say?
Virgil said,
if you're not copying off of somebody, you're not an artist. Something like that. Pretty much, roundabout way.
I hate that saying because as artists,
I don't agree.
Like I don't. This, you know, it's fucked up. As much as I like, I don't like Basquiat works. I don't like none of this shit. But it's not his fault. It's not his fault. You know why it's not his fault? It's because they take his stuff and use it over and over and over again. So basically, I've been Hindenburg effect to the max.
Oh, okay. All right. So like prints on like different like yeah. even like kids clothes. Like
so my son
got a Zara hoodie with Basquiat all over.
Which was dumb.
So H&M and all that stuff.
One of my favorite. One of my
same thing with Keith Haring though. Like
same thing.
Yeah, like Keith Haring.
Like
that.
But if you just left his works alone and just let me go to the museum and see, like Calls is starting to, and I love Calls.
He just had a show.
I got shit. I got the pin on right now.
Oh yeah.
But I got tattoos of him of his shit. I got shit all over.
The oversaturation of that I get what you're
but
saying.
But the oversaturation is like, come on, dog. Like
he just
dropped a vodka for $1,000. I mean not a vodka, a tequila for $1,000. Like.
It's to the point where they're even like doing like the Unique Low did the Cause Keith Haring collab. Yep. Why do we need that?
We didn't. But that's why I like Shepard Fairey, because he keeps that shit to himself. Now every week he's dropping a new print.
Mm.
But I'm cool with that. Cause it's like you're still staying in your lane. Like that Obey, like I said, he adopted that Hindenburg effect to the next level, which is cool. But if it's anything to do with like just Basquiat, I can't. It's like the Biggie Crown. The boy who took the picture, took the picture in place and, put the Biggie crown on the joint. I went to one of his seminars, one of his speaking engagements. This was years ago. And he said, I just put it on there and didn't think much of it. He was like, y'all made it what it was. Now that shit everywhere.
Right.
That's some wild shit. And just talking to him, he literally said this. He was like, I wasn't trying to do anything. I didn't say nothing like Biggie's the king. Y'all said that. I just put a crown on him.
So I'm making ice cream by accident.
It's crazy. They said it was made in hot ass Africa. How the fuck you make ice cream in hot ass Africa? Somebody lying.
Hot ass Africa.
But I'm just saying, again, like I think certain collaborators get oversaturated. So yeah, that's why we're looking at it. That's probably why you hate Travis so much. Because every 2 months he dropping something. But don't say nothing crazy when he dropped these damn Travis Scott low ones, the red velvet Jones. You gonna get a pair.
I'm not getting no more Travis's, but I have Travis's. I'm not getting no more, but
I'm gonna get a pair. And now you getting a pair too. I don't know how we're gonna get them, but we're gonna get them together. All four.
Backward check. I mean, Dennis Rodman did it first. But anyway,
Oh man.
Yeah.
Indestruct alone. He was also the first person to wear Converse the right way. It's like, no, I'm playing. That man was the first person to put on a number 73, and we ain't said nothing to him.
Yeah.
We just let him go outside and play like this.
Yo.
He was normal when he got to the league.
7 Trey.
Then they traded him, and he was crying.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't want to go to San Antonio. That was the best time of his life. Like, he was like, why'd I go down here and it's tax-free? And it's tramps out here?
Right.
We
lit. Oh, you know he's going. He's
like, not in cold-ass Detroit. Dusty bitches. It's like, it's just all dusty. Oh my God. That was a solid debate. I like that. We haven't really sealed that up. So we got to seal it up. Just to make sure we got it. Kanye West. Virgil. Ronnie Fagg.
Jay Lorenzo.
Jay Lorenzo. That's the four round. That's the round Mount Rushmore right now.
Two of those are under Kanye umbrella. It's crazy, right?
Virgil and Jerry Lorenzo. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. No. We got somebody else too. I think Salehi under that too.
Salehi was under Salehi that umbrella.
Under, yes, he was.
God damn.
Don C. Yeah, but Don C. Not under there though. But
Don C. Still collaborating. He just don't do sneaks.
I love. Yes, he do sneaks, but they ain't
popping like
well.
They was.
No, nah, yeah. I bought a pair. But
the twos was the shit. The blue twos.
Oh, those are fire.
And the rose Jones.
Those are fire. Yeah, those are fire.
The rose gold Jones.
We just passed the colorful phase of sneakers right now. Everybody's doing nudes, and it's just weird.
Yeah, I can see
some people can pull it off, like J Tips and Joe Fresh Goods. And
first of all, J Tips. That's a different beast.
Bright.
That's a different beast.
I like them though.
Like, this is why I didn't want to put Salehi in that category just yet. Is he a part of that new school? And eventually, like, he's going to be a part of that. Like, J-Tip's already got his flowers, like, in a sense. He got his awards, which they put him at number 22 complex. Anyway, with that being said, I think, like, if you're doing the new breeds, then leading the way is Salehi and J-Tip's. Because they out here, they making you move. Like, Tips is making you go to Saucony. Like, he doing so well. He got...
West Side Gunner
got there.
I seen
like,
that last week.
And that's
week,
crazy. I'm not saying that he was the main factor in it, but to see that happen and just go.
West Side Gunner doesn't go to Saucony without J-Tips.
No, not at all.
That's what it is.
So. All right. We'll ask.
Could have been in the works.
At some point.
That'd be nice to have. Yeah.
Hopefully. That's still wild, though. Just thinking about
West Side Gunner, Saucony.
We're just getting to it. I'm good. Uncle Mike, what you got for us today?
Oh, yeah. Can't nobody spill tea on you if you the kettle.
I just got it.
What the fuck is you? What does that mean? What am I supposed to do with that? What that mean?
Sip softly.
What if I just pour tea in the cup and then pour it back on the kettle? Now. Debunked. This is Soul Table. From my table to your table. West, y'all. We out.
Peace.